The planet-side headquarters of the regular space service comprised a warren of buildings that radiated from the back of the Ministry of Defense, tunneling under and bridging over streets and tramways, and throwing out subsidiary departments into odd corners of other governmental offices. Esme, her father, Brun, and the docent of Altiplano began at the front end, at the Ministry of Defense, where a harassed staff immediately determined they were in the wrong place.
Try recruiting. It's in the midget building.
It's a personnel matter, not a recruiting matter.
Oh, that would be the Corby building. But you have to go through security first. That way.
That way led down a long hall that wound to the right, then back to the left, and finally led them up a ramp to an elevated walkway along one side of a courtyard. At the far end of the walkway, they came to the first set of guards.
We're looking for the Corvi building. They said it was this way.
You don't have any ID tags.
Do we need ID tags?
Visitors are supposed to get ID tags at the kiosk by the entrance.
There wasn't one.
Right by the State Street entrance.
We didn't come in the State Street entrance. We came in the Low Street entrance.
You're supposed to have ID tags to come in that entrance at all. Wait here.
The guard stepped back and spoke into his comm unit. They couldn't hear what he said. His eyes never left them. Then he stepped forward again.
Which sept are you?
Barraclough. Why?
You're the old speaker's daughter. You're Brun Meager.
Yes?
I never thought I'd get to meet you. You look different in that suit. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you right away. And these are friends of yours?
Yes.
Oh, well then, I'm sure it's all right. If I could just see your ID to have it on the records.
Brun handed it over. Esme was appalled that they called this security. She was glad Kate had decided not to come with them. The guard waved them through double doors into another corridor, a bridge over a street, and at the far end, another guard opened the matching doors for them.
Sarah Meager, it's an honor. I'm calling ahead so you shouldn't be stopped again. Just go down this ramp, turn left, take the first corridor to the right, and keep going straight across the Sif Memorial Garden to the side door of Corvi. Go in that side door. I'm calling Bev and she'll be expecting you.
Well, that's more like it. Thank you.
The Sif Memorial Gardens was only a small courtyard with a plinth in the middle, two straggly trees, four flower beds, and two benches. Straight across, with a detour around the plinth, brought them to the side door of the Corvi building, where a woman let them in.
Sarah Meager. Oh, I'm so glad to meet you. And you, of course, Sarah Suiza. Although I should know your rank, I just don't remember.
Esme could see in the corridor ahead figures moving about in the familiar uniform.
Sarah's fine.
The woman pulled out four violently pink tags with little clips attached.
I have temporary tags for all of you. These are only day passes. I believe your permanent passes will be ready this evening or tomorrow.
After all this confusion, Esme thought she was prepared for almost anything, except for the discovery that her discharge hadn't yet been transmitted to headquarters, and therefore they couldn't reinstate her.
Why not? Can't you at least take my application and the proof that I'm no longer a land bride? So when it comes in...
Well, we could if it weren't for the mutiny. See, we have to run everything like that past the Judge Advocate General's office. And right now they're having some kind of snit fit because the Admiral in charge disappeared and they think he's part of the mutiny.
And that means?
It means they won't take anything from us without a complete file. For the complete file, we'd need a copy of the discharge order with the file number and your PRS-87, your personnel file.
Well, isn't there a copy of that here?
Yes, of course. But it may not be complete because your most recent evaluations may not have been forwarded yet. I can't think why the discharge wasn't unless it was canceled.
Canceled?
Well, if someone overruled whoever signed it when they got it, then they might have sat on it until you showed up and they could tell you. Let's see, where were you discharged?
Trinidad Station.
Oh, dear.
What?
You haven't heard? Trinidad was sacked by the mutineers several weeks ago. We can't get any records out of them. Do you have a discharge order?
Yes.
Esme took it out and handed it over.
Some people can't even sign their names legibly. I'll call up your file and we'll see how out of date it is.
Her file was up to date only as far as the ill-fated leave to visit Baron and his family.
Nothing here about a discharge. The emergency orders that sent you from there to your next ship are here, but no more.
He paused, looking thoughtful.
If the discharge hasn't gone through, Lieutenant, you may actually be down as AWOL. You'd better go check with personnel assignment. I can't access their server from this station. That's in 2345. In the meantime, I'll ask what we'd better do about clearing this discharge up when we don't actually have it. Our CO's in a meeting, but he'll be back in the office any time now.
Trailed by her support group, Esme headed off for 2345. Up a lift and down another long corridor. Once in personnel assignment, she gave her name to the clerk and explained briefly that she was trying to straighten out her records.
You're in trouble, Lieutenant. You overstayed your leave, and we have you listed as a deserter. I'm gonna have to call this into the Judge Advocate General's office. Please, do not try to leave. Here, you were notified twice.
He turned the screen so she could read it. First, there was a message addressed to her on the transport Rosa Gloria, pointing out that she had not reported for duty as ordered at Harrakhan, and warning that she would be considered AWOL if she did not report within 24 hours, and a deserter if she had not reported within seven days. A second message to the same address informed her that she was now considered a deserter and should turn herself in to the nearest fleet facility or face pursuit and arrest. Both time limits had long since expired.
Great. Now I can be prosecuted for desertion after being thrown out of my ear. I never got those notices. I wasn't on that ship because I'd been discharged.
Do you have proof of discharge that predates this notice? We should have had any such discharge in our records, which would have automatically canceled this notice.
Good thing we made those certified copies of your discharge certificate. Maybe we should have made more.
Esme handed over one of the copies, and the clerk compared the dates and consulted a graphic of relative dates. Sure enough, she had been discharged at Trinidad well before she was supposed to have reported at Harrakhan.
Well, then you're cleared of these charges presumptively, but I'll have to get it signed off. Just wait right here. If you leave, I'll have to assume you're deserting again.
He disappeared with all the documentation.
I didn't desert the first time.
Oh, this is stupid.
No, it's the military. I hate to admit it, but even in Altiplano, we have mix-ups like this. Of course, there I can usually cut through it in less time. But even generals, and admirals, obviously, are at the mercy of clerks at times.
He looked around the office.
I'm going to get us some chairs. We may be here a while.
He left before Esme could say anything.
He reminds me of my father in some ways. Pretty much unflappable.
Esme did not mention that Brun's father had been capable of flapping quite a lot when Brun was in danger. In a few minutes, her father returned with two chairs.
Here, have a seat. This is actually a magic trick, because as soon as we get comfortable, they'll be back to tell us to go somewhere else.
Sure enough, Esme and Brun had only just relaxed when the clerk bustled back in.
There you are. Where'd you get those chairs? There aren't supposed to be chairs in here.
I brought them. I'll take them back.
You shouldn't have. Lieutenant, or Sarah, well, since you're not a lieutenant now, Major Tenerife is trying to access your personal record to see if that discharge certificate is genuine. It's not the original, you know.
They have the original down in 1118. I left it with them because they hadn't received anything on the discharge yet.
Esme wondered just how soon after she'd left the mutineers had hit Trinidad Station.
It's most irregular. You'll need to speak to Major Tenerife.
Is he free?
Well, not now. He's on the horn trying to get your records.
But at that moment, a major emerged from behind a screen.
Sweeza?
I'm Esme Sweeza.
Damnedest thing I ever heard of. I've called JAG and they're willing to agree that you are not at present a deserter. But that still leaves a mess. Either the discharge was valid or it wasn't. If it was, you're completely clear of charges of desertion and you're a civilian. You'd have to apply to enter fleet as a civilian with a lapse in service and a considerable blot on your record. If the discharge wasn't valid or was canceled somewhere in the process of completion, then it's worse. You could be reinstated, of course. If you were reinstated as of the date of discharge, which would be normal if the discharge were shown to be a fake, then you were actually on active duty when the notices of AWOL and desertion were sent, and the defense that you'd been discharged prior to that is no longer valid. you'd have to stand at least a judicial inquiry to ensure that you were not at fault, that you had reason to believe you'd been legitimately discharged, that it wasn't some plot you cooked up to avoid duty in time of war.
The discharge certificate?
Well, yes, you have one, but it would still be a matter for formal inquiry. If you're reinstated as of this date, that means something has to explain the gap, besides the loss of time for pay and promotion consideration. And it's messed up the assignment process. Someone else took over your slot. We can't bump them out just because you showed up. We need you combat experienced people, but we do not need a mess like this. And you need a friend in high places. You don't happen to know Grand Admiral Savanche, do you?
No, sir. The only admiral I know is Admiral Serrano. Vita Serrano?
Ah, her. Well, if the Serranos are behind you, that might help. But rumor has it they're peeved with you.
Some of them.
You'd better hope she's not one of the peeved ones.
Fleet Headquarters Planetside had access to Fleet Ansible communications, but it took the combined efforts of Esme, Brunn, and General Suiza to convince someone to try to reach Admiral Vita Serrano, who had just taken over at Sector 7. But they finally did.
Reinstate her at once and get her out here where we need her. Mutineers are attacking civilian ships.
It took more than that one message, but by afternoon the next day, Major Tenerife was much more cheerful about the situation.
Jags dropped the desertion charge. Apparently, it's been decided the discharge was a valid order when you got it, but a mistake at a higher level and didn't get here because of the mess at Trinidad. Someone's probably got into a lot of trouble, but not at this point, you. However, we do have some urgency in getting you back to duty. When can you be ready to travel?
Pay and allowances?
Oh, of course. I guess if you haven't been paid since... Well, that would be before you went on leave, right? And didn't your luggage catch up with you? No? Then you'll need some things, I imagine. Well, we don't issue pay here, but over in the Bursar's division, you can get any monies owed. But can you be ready to travel in, let's see, it's already 1500, 2 days? That will put you aboard our next transport to Sector 7.
Yes, sir.
Good. We already cut your orders. You're going out to Sector 7 to command Rascal, an upgraded patrol class.
Command a ship? Me?
I don't see why not.
We're shorthanded, Lieutenant. You're the next qualified person on the list, and you are command track.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. It's just a surprise.
That's all right. We've had similar reactions from some other younger officers who weren't aware they now qualified for ship command.
He turned to the clerk.
Get those orders cut for shuttle transport day after tomorrow. You'll want to get your credit updated before you leave, Suiza. I've already told the Bursar's office to expect you.
Thank you, sir.
The Serrano Legacy, Against the Odds, is continued on the next CD.